Over the last few weeks, we have been traveling the length and breadth of this province. What really started as just a small shout out to local tourism. It turned out into 9 weeks of really speaking to interesting people. We've been doing a virtual small dorp road trip here on the Morning Review over the last 9 weeks. We started out in Montague and we headed up to the R62 to Oatswarren, went over the Otanikwa and then into George, back on into the N2 and made a stop in Stilby. After that, we then went to Barrydale and then to Wolseley. Then we were in Ribe Castile and then in Langebaan. Today is going to be our final stop. We're hoping to get our guest up next. Not ready, but supposed to be in Darling today. I need Walid to check his email because we're supposed to be going to Darling this morning. But in the meantime, let's start off at the West Coast Fossil Park. Daryl Dreyer joining me now on the line. Daryl, how are you doing this morning?
Gooding yourself.
I'm doing very good. I've been enjoying being in our virtual car over the last 9 weeks, stopping in small towns and small dorpies, looking for that interesting history of when it comes to Western Cape towns. I must admit, I've driven past the West Coast Fossil Park for years, for as long as I've been traveling with my folks and been traveling with my own family. But not this time. I haven't been yet. What's to expect here?
Okay, so we obviously on the West Coast, and we are known as the West Coast Fossil Park, and we've been around for about 23 years already. And it's still the hidden gem in this area, and we actually have one of the world's richest fossil sites. So that is one of the main things. And with that, we actually got this beautiful world-class building that has been recently built, and I think that's actually what's getting out there to everybody to visit this beautiful site and actually learn about heritage and culture within this area. And you know, the West Coast actually is part of the cradle of human culture, which means that the emergence of modern man, or at least say basically how we are today, actually started within this area. So that is a little bit that you're going to be expecting when you come down to the West Coast Fossil Park.
What is then the paleontological and anthropological history of particularly that the West Coast?
Yes, so what we actually find, obviously we don't have, sometimes I always disappoint little children when I say I don't have any dinosaurs, but I do have extinct animals, such as we had a bear once upon a time. We also had the short-necked giraffe, which was this massive creature, and various other type of animals that doesn't exist here. And one of the things is that the reason why we're such one of the richest fossil parks, we actually have the most well-preserved fossils within an area. And you never, normally when you come to a fossil park, you will find one fossil that they found somewhere, but we have abundance of fossils that were actually within a mudflat situation. So that just integrated. We were also part of the old Berg River. Obviously, you know, we start off in Franschhoek and then it does a 200-kilometer journey and today lands up in south of Leipzig. But it used to be at this point of year, and that's how the fossils came to be. And just think about it. If we know about the West Coast, we know it's quite a dry and arid region. But to think, once upon a time, we used to look at KwaZulu-Natal, and that's how we used to have such big animals around over here.
Wow. What we often miss about the West Coast, we're very, very quick to go to the seaside towns and to go in enjoy the seafood in Paternoster and going all the way up to Lambert's Bay and doing the seaside thing. But the rich cultural and anthropological history, if you look at spots like Kwaku, also on the way just past Darling or just before Darling, up the West Coast, you have the West Coast Fossil Park, the rich cultural opportunities and natural history opportunities when it comes to local tourism are there. We just need to take advantage of it.
Yes, and it actually stretches all the way to Eland's Bay, because when you go to Eland's Bay, you see the beautiful rock art paintings over there. And there's even one little spot called Deep Kloof, the rock shelter, and that actually has the oldest artifacts when it comes to ostrich egg. Mm. What's important about ostrich egg is it's the first time that there's ever a sign of humans transporting water, first time of symbolism. So basically, it's the first time of complex thinking. So I can go into the technical side, but basically, this whole area is heritage. When you think of West Coast heritage, and actually one of the things I also like to say that when you are exploring the West Coast, if you are a foodie, basically, our heritage is also within our food. Uh-huh. If we love food, we have some of those beautiful places. I know everybody normally comes to Langebaan, most places, they always think about Mykonos. But these beautiful restaurants, we've got the Paternoster, we've got Wolfgat, which is internationally known. We have a little place called Hopefield, where there's this organic market. Uh-huh. People always, there's like a little gem there, a little eatery called Hello. And the organic market brings basically food. It's also the land of honey and milk. I always say that there's so much honey being produced over there. And then also, so you have Saldanha. I always tell people, Saldanha, do you know that we have an agriculture farm? So we have oysters and mussels that we grain over here. So the oysters are quite cheap. So basically, oyster champagne is part of our lifestyle around over here. So if you are into oysters and mussels and champagne, Saldanha is the place to be.
I must stress for ethical purposes, only ethically and legally caught Kreef is what we eat.
Yes.
But when we go to Paternoster, the temptation is there. You can just drive in, and then the guys on the road make the signs with their hands. They sort of like they're squeezing something, and then you know, oh, this is a trap. It's a trap.
Yeah, you know, obviously, when you go to Paternoster, there's a lot of your local smaller farmers that are that have been fishing and that stuff. But I mean, that's always been part of the culture, obviously, with government regulations and what we can catch. There is that little grey line situation.
For legal purposes, I won't let you continue, Daryl. But I want to play you a quick voice note that is coming on our WhatsApp line 072-567-1567. Let's have a listen.
The West Coast Fossil Farm is, as he says, one of the real hidden gems. We sadly don't often go up the West Coast. We more kind of do garden routes, Overberg and stuff. And on a rare family trip to kind of Club Mykonos, we went on a day outing and found this place. And it was absolutely amazing from the perspective of actually seeing how fossils are dug up, the original site, then the built bones, the new building that I haven't been to, but I was seeing the plans. Looks absolutely amazing. It will entertain people of all ages and is a real must to see. Jonathan from Weinberg.
Am I going to be given a little brush and a bucket to do some amateur archaeology myself? Daryl, leave it to the professionals.
We tend to leave it to the professionals, but we currently have two paleontologists on site. One comes from Bloemfontein, the other one very well-known, world-renowned paleontologist, not in Sir Roger Smith, that has actually come to actually look to our dig site. So if you come at the right time, you could have the luck of actually seeing a paleontologist, and you might actually get to brush some fossils. I mean, that's experience of a lifetime, eh?
Daryl Dreher, manager of the West Coast Fossil Park, thank you so much. And then our final stop, we go to Darling. Darling's one of my favorite places, simply because it's just out of Cape Town. About 45 minutes to an hour, but at the same time, so much, of course, is Evitas Peron. I enjoy going to the Darling Brew Taste Room, but Carmen Lahr is joining us now. She is currently at Evitas Peron. It is a really, really great place, whether it is going there in September, looking at the flowers, but going into Darling simply for a cup of tea, something to eat, or maybe even a lovely beer. There's everything there. How are you doing, Carmen?
Hi, Lester. Hello, darling.
Hello, my darling. You well?
Yeah, very well. You know what they say, Darling is the small town with a big heart.
Aww.
And a lot of people have been asking me about the upcoming shows by Peter Dirk Ace. Mm. And yes, he's back.
He sold Evitas Peron, but he's still performing there, eh?
Yes, he is. And people who love Evita, the shows, the vibe of Darling, will love this new, improved, yet old-style Evitas Peron. Mm. You know, the theater setup is still there.
Yeah.
However, expansion with a deli filled by every little taste. I mean, look, you must come hungry because there's from olives to honey, jam, rusk, everything that gets made in this town is sold here at the deli, at the Vita Ciperon, and then they've got a fine dining traditional cuisine restaurant that's opened. It's open 3 days a week. Do book. A lot of people ask me about the shows that Evita, Beside a Note, is offering fans. And yes, weekends do come to the town, book in. You know, we've got lovely accommodation places here like the Darling Lodge and many more, self-catering, B&Bs. And I always say to people, once you arrive in Darling, you actually never have to get back into your car again because you can walk from one area to the other safely.
Look, I'm going to put you onto something. It's the chicken pie. I was there at Evita Ciperon. I was there a couple of weeks ago. Chicken pie, absolutely amazing. But it's very, very interesting for a small town like Darling to have so many unique things, whether it be the little toffee factory, whether it be Evita Ciperon, whether it be there's milk, and I think there's a nice place you can get milkshakes. And of course the Darling Brew Beer Factory. It's so fascinating that one small town can have all these so many unique things that are indigenous, that are local companies, local businesses within that small town.
Yeah, and then if you look at the surrounding area, and you have the Kwatu Sun Center, which also has a big story to tell, the Bushman culture, how the impact of that on society, what we can learn from it, and then if you look at the restaurant, and you know, everything is infused by the natural herbs, spices, and storytelling. You can go there on a guided game drive. You can go into the museum for a guided experience or by yourself. And obviously, one of the big things is that people are more than ever living a much healthier lifestyle, and that's also what Kwatu and I think Darling in general offer, with Kwatu having the mountain bike tracks, and we've just newly on the arena and will be in full bloom soon, will be Darling Colors. And it's a living lifestyle all about, you know, why step in your car. Why come to Darling? It's because it really offers a better experience in terms of mind, body, and soul. You know, you ask, why is it that this town has got so much to offer? I think it's because it's embedded in hundreds of years of specialization of people in the West Coast being extremely hospitable, open to everybody, welcoming them into their homes. And part of that is that tradition of good food and wine, gin, and beer. All of that together makes for a great experience.
Food, wine, gin, and beer. That's reason, of course. Drive responsibly, drink responsibly. Carmen, thank you so much for joining us. Carmen is with West Coast Way. You can find out more on what to do on the West Coast as we round up our road trip, our small town road trip that we've been having over the last 9 weeks. Go to westcoastway.co.za.